So as many of you know, we have a publication in Unity that is Our Daily Word, and it's been around for many, many years. I actually get a hard copy and an online copy, so it's with me every day. And I hope that it touches you each and every day. And today, I'm inviting Sue DeRuse to come up and read our Daily Word for the day.
Thank you. Sunday, October 16th, 2022. The word for the day is joy. I delight in simple joys. Joy, it has been said, comes much more from wanting what we have than from having what we want. Reflecting on this thought, I embrace the simple joys that the day offers. I enjoy my morning coffee and tea, savoring its flavor and fragrance. Walking through my neighborhood, I greet friends, smile at people I haven't yet met, and enjoy the fresh air. I find satisfaction in taking care of my home, working at my job, or helping a friend. Even if I am not with them today, I feel joy as I think of my connection with the people I care about most. I know joy whenever I look for possibilities rather than focusing on problems. My greatest joy is my awareness that wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, God is always with me. From Psalm 16:11, you show me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness and joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. So this begins our time of mindfulness, meditation, prayer. And before I start, I'm going to ring the singing bowl. Let the vibrations of that heart chakra lead you into this peaceful time as we start our meditation. Sit comfortably in your chair. Relax your shoulders. Take a few deep breaths, letting go of the busyness of the day, of the outside world, monkey minds. Relax into this space, this sacred space. You can place your hands up for receiving or down for grounding as we move into this time of mindfulness, of inner prayer, of meditation. Breathing in, breathing out, releasing the past. Drinking in the spirit of this moment, we pause to refresh in the presence of infinite love and in the light of illuminating wisdom. God is, and we are, here and now, as we begin this period of prayer. I pause, I breathe, I enter a sanctuary of peace. Breathing out, I relax and release. Breathing in, I open my heart and mind. I trust, I lay down cares and concerns from a moment ago, just breathing them away. Take a deep breath in. opening your heart. Release the breath and relax. Just breathing them away, our concerns. And in quiet peace, we pause for peace, for peace, for peace, as we enter the sanctuary of peace. By faith, I perceive the true and real within every circumstance. Let me see through the eyes of faith the truth of divine power and presence at the core of every experience. By faith, I trust what I cannot see. As circumstances unfold, I remain faith-filled and faithful. I know good and only good now as well as in the days ahead. My faith, I perceive the truth and real within every circumstance. Centered in divine life, I flourish in every way. I acknowledge divine life, the eternal flame of ever-flowing vitality. No matter the season, no matter the story, I choose to live. I will not sit on the sidelines. I will not delay. I choose to jump into the fire of life, to sparkle and shine. And centered in divine life, we flourish in every way. I am one with and now realize divine abundance. The good of God cannot be withheld. It pours over every detail of my life like a steady and gently flowing rain. With every breath, I draw upon divine abundance. Every need of mine is met with plenty. Plenty of possibility, plenty of resources, plenty to love and celebrate. We are one with and now realize our divine abundance. I am at peace with all of humanity. My heart of compassion extends to the human family. Each face I see is the face of God. Every story tells my story, a message about hope and courage and overcoming. I am one with God and one with all, in peace. We are at peace with all humanity. And now I invite you into a time of silent prayer as we go within, listening to the still small voice, speaking the words to us, answering our prayers that are unsaid. Because Mother, Father, God knows our prayers before we say them. And in this moment of silence, go into your heart center of peace. As we have centered ourselves in peace, in our sanctuary, in our center of heart, God-filled, we are grateful. I open this time now to speak aloud the names of those people or situations, to lift them up into prayer. And as we speak those words aloud, we know that they are shared. We know that they are given beyond, and our prayers are answered. I hold the prayer box, knowing that these prayers placed inside, these requests, are surrounded by all of you in prayer as well. My sweet family in Tulsa and in Fort Worth. My dear friend Martha and Sue. Unity of Michiana. My sweet mama. All those suffering in illness and despair, we lift them up. I pray for this unity community, our South Bend community, our world community, Reverend Sandy and Bill, Unity Board of Trustees, musicians, thank you, sweet spirit, for being in our presence. Thank you, sweet spirit, for this time of prayer. May this time of prayer unleash our spiritual potential so we support those with whom we've prayed, and for everyone awakening to our divine identity. We unleash faith, awakening, abundance, love, wisdom, and strength. Renewed and empowered through this prayer, we contribute to the rising consciousness of harmony and peace. We are blessed, and we are blessed together. Amen.
All I feel is love.